Today's shiur is Masechta Kedushin Daf Ayin Aleph, and we will begin on Daf Ayin Amud Beis in the bottom line. Amar Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Kadosh Baruch Hu Mita Shvatim, when Mashiach will come, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to work with the yichus of everybody. Shifta Shalevi Mita Tchiloi. He's first going to work with the yichus of the Kohanim and the Levim. Shnema, as the pasuk says, Malachai. V'yosha b'tzarif m'tarif kesef v'tir es b'nei levi. He will be m'tar the b'nei levi v'zikek oisam. He will purify them k'kesef v'k'zov k'kesef v'hoye l'ashem magishe mincha b'tztaka. And the Mefarshim explain, as the halach is always, that we, whenever there's a group of people that have to be dealt with, we work with the Kohanim and the Levim first. Here too will be the same. Amr Shuban Levi. Kesef Matar Mamzerim. Money has the ability to be Matar Mamzerim. Shnema, V'yoshef Mitzarif U'Matar Kesef. And I saw a number of Pshatim, what is Kesef Matar Mamzerim? As if you could pay your way off. So the simplest Pshat, as we learned in the Mishnah at the end of the previous parak, the Tarfet says, Yochalani Latar Mamzerim. There's a way to be Matar Mamzerim. How is one matar mamzerim? If a mamzer marries a shivcha, then the child is not going to be a mamzer. But you have to have money to be able to buy a shivcha, to marry her. So kesef, if you have money to buy a shivcha, matar mamzerim. The chassidish sfarim explain, kesef is a lashon of kisufa, of embarrassment. As we learned and will learn, mamzerim, one of the traits of a mamzer is that he's azus, that he's a mechutzef. Ksufa, if somebody's question of somebody who is a mamzer or not, if you see kisufa, that he's a person that's embarrassed, that's quiet, betar mamzerim, that takes away the question, is he a mamzer? Another pshat that I saw from the Rebbe Reb Heschel of Kruka, very interesting pshat, sharp pshat. He says like this, we just said that azus is a characteristic of a mamzer, but azus is also a characteristic of a wealthy person. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Osher yana azus. So if you see a person acting with azus, normally you would maybe accuse him of being a mamzer. But if he's wealthy, then say no, he's an azus ponim because he's a wealthy person. Kesef, if you have money, matar mamzerim, it takes away the concern that the person maybe is a mamzer. Shenema v'yoshef mitzarech matar kesef. And the pasuk says, "Magisha mincha b'tzdaka." Ask the Gemara, what does it mean? My magisha mincha b'tzdaka. Amar, Rav Yitzchak, "Tzdaka asa Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael." Kadosh Baruch Hu did with Klal Yisrael a tremendous favor. Shenishpacha shenitma nitma. A family in which mamzerim have gotten mixed into will remain like that, and they will not, when Mashiach comes, be exposed. And there's a very fundamental machlokes with Rishonim. How to understand this Gemara that we began with today. According to Rashi, we have here machlokes between Rav Chama Bar Chanina and Rav Yitzchak. That according to Rashi, Rav Chama Bar Chanina, when Mashiach comes, says that all the mamzerim will be exposed. Rav Yitzchak says, no, Mishpach Shnitma Nitma, the family that is already identified, that the mamzerim got mixed up within, will stay that way. The Rambam says that there really is no machlaikus. He says, Rav Chama Bar Chanina is speaking about shvatim. When Mashiach comes, we're going to have to know what shevet we're from. That's what Rav Chama Bar Chanina is saying, that everybody will be identified which shevet they belong to. Rav Yitzchak is speaking about the Sufik Mamzerim, that Mishpach Shnitma Nitma, they're talking about different subjects. Pnei Yeshua wants to suggest, as we're going to learn in the Mitzvah Shem, the halacha is, that a mamzer vadai is osur, a sofik mamzer is mutter. So Rabbi Yitzchak is speaking to sofik mamzerim. Sofik mamzerim, since they're mutter anyway, so mishpach shenitma nitma, they're not going to be exposed. But other disqualifications, there the halach is if they're exposed, that if there's no difference between a sofik and a vadai, those psulim will be exposed. Gufa. Amr Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, we discussed this many times. Kol Arotzes Isa Eretz Yisrael. All countries are considered Isa versus Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is considered Isa versus Bavel. That means Bavel is the highest Yichus, then Eretz Yisrael, then the rest of the world. Says the Gemara, the May Rebbe, Bikshu Lassus Bavel Isla Eretz Yisrael. In the time of Rava, they wanted, in the time of Rebbe, they wanted the reverse, that Eretz Yisrael should be considered the highest quality land. So the Mefarshim explain why. Because indeed, in the time of Ezra, as we learned at the beginning of our Perek, they separated from Bavel all the people with Psula Yichus. But this was hundreds of years since then. And they were concerned over those years in Bavel, where they weren't necessarily being so careful as they were originally. Maybe the status of the Miuchasim in Bavel changed. Amalahen, so Rebbe said, Kaitzim atam seemingly ben einai. You're like putting thorns in my eye. Ritzoinchem, yitapu machim Rav Chanina Bechama. Rav Chanina Bechama, I'm giving over this issue for Rav Chanina Bechama to work with. Nitbal imarim Rav Chanina Bechama. Amalahen, kach bekublanim rebishma b'Rav Yosi. Shama mishum aviv, we have this halacha, the kol ha'rotzos isla Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael isla Bavel. And that remains always. Says the Gemara further, the May Reb Pinchas, Bikshu Lassus Bavel isla Eretz Yisrael. They wanted to make Bavel as an isla Eretz Yisrael. Amalahem, Amalahem la'avodav. So he told his servants, Kishini ayim eshnei dvarim, I'm going to say two comments in the Beis HaMedrash. And the second comment, as we're going to see in a moment, is going to be a comment that's going to get them irritated. And so what you should do is, before they could get angry at me, I'm an old man, it's difficult for me to run, Taluni Barisa, put me on a stretcher, Virutsu, and let's run, before they could do anything to me. Kaili, when he entered the Beis Medrash, Amalem, he said to them, Ein Shechita Lo'if Ben Atayra. There is no Dima Daraisa that a bird has to have Shechita. Machlokes Tanom, in Masechta Chulin, if a bird is required to have Shechita, and this, he says the halach is that a bird does not have to have Shechita. However, a number of comments. That's only Midaraisa. Midarabanan, certainly a bird has to have Shechita. Furthermore, even the Manda Omer that holds that a bird does not have to have Shechita Midaraisa, he will agree you can't just kill it by stabbing it in the heart. You have to kill it by the simonim, by the conurbation. It just doesn't have to be in the shechita procedure. And as they were studying this halacha, Amalhu, he made the next statement. All countries are considered an Isa less than Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is Labovel. And he knew that's going to get them irritated. He's speaking here in Eretz Yisrael. And as he made up with his people, Nutlu Barisa, they grabbed him on the stretcher, Virotsu, and they ran. Rotsu Achrov, Viligiu. So the people, now that they heard this comment, for Pinchas started investigating what he said. Yoshu Ubatku, so they began investigating the status of the various families in Eretz Yisrael. Achigilus Kona, they realized that if what they're going to find out is extremely damaging about the status of some very prominent families. Pirshu, and they stopped. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Hechal B'Yedeinu. Hechal B'Yedeinu is a shvua. Some say it means a shvua in the Shem Hashem. Others say it's a shvua in the Beis HaMikdash. And even if the Beis HaMikdash, when this Gemara took place, was no longer standing, Kedusha of the Beis HaMikdash remains forever. And they made a shvua. Hechal B'Yedeinu. Aval Ma Esa. I can make a shvua that I know who are such family, but what should I do? Some of the greatest families are already involved that I could declare them to be disqualified, so we're not going to say anything. Because, Savlok Rabbi Yitzchak, he holds like Rabbi Yitzchak, Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma. A family in which there was such a psul that got mixed up into Klai, so we leave it that way. So the Mefarshim make a number, the Mepaiskin make a number of important comments, lahalocha here. One comment that they make, is, the Ran says this, that even though our Gemara keeps on repeating, the Mishpacha Shenitma Nitma, that a family in which there is a Psul Yichus, we leave it the way it is, still says the Ran, that the prominent families in Klai Yisrael, the Mishpachas Miyuchosois in Klal Yisrael, before they do a shidduch, should investigate the yichus status of the family whom they're doing a shidduch with. Because the Gemara says, "En HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashu Shechinosoi Ela Al Mishpachos Miuchasos B'Yisrael." HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina is only with the Mishpachos Miuchasos. So Klal Yisrael always needs these types of families, the Mishpachos Miuchasos, and therefore one should do investigation who they are. Furthermore, the Bach says that when our Gemara seems to say that they did investigation and then they ignored, we can't take that too literally. He says certainly if two Edom come and say that there's a yichus issue with this individual, we don't ignore him. We have to accept the Edus. Furthermore, many Paiskim say, and it bears out with what we said at the beginning of our shir, it's only regarding mamzeris. Since, as we said, Sofik Mamzer is Mutter, so there's a concept of Mishpach Shnit Menitma. Doesn't really necessarily involve all other Yichus questions. Then I saw the Chazon Ish discuss this interesting question. Let's say I individually know, that there's an issue with this family, with this individual, this family. But I don't have enough evidence that it should be paskin that way in a Besdin. There's no tuedim, there's not enough evidence. So we don't paskin, obviously, that this person is disqualified. The question is, may I, who do know the facts, do a shidduch with such a person? So the Chazon Ish opinion, it seems, is that it's mutter. If you can't prove it halachically, it's mutter. Other poskim are more machmer, and they say if you know that there's a yichus issue, even though it can't be necessarily declared halachically, you shouldn't do a shidduch with such a family. The Chazon Ish also makes a very interesting observation. He says as follows: Al Gemar says mishpacha shenitma nitma, which he takes to mean that if there's a question about a family, and this is what we see in our Gemara, don't try to delve into it too much, because it only could cause trouble. On the other hand, if there's no known problem with a family, so there, not only may you do the investigation, but as we're learning, it's actually probably the right thing to do the investigation. And once you begin doing the investigation, you don't know what you're going to find. So he makes an interesting observation. He says you may end up in worse problem with a family where there is no question than with a family there is a question. A family that's a question, Al Gemara suggests, don't go there. A family where there is no question, you're going to start doing investigation and may find things that you really didn't want to hear. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaya, Afna Nami Tanina. We also learned the following. Mishpachas Beis Atzrifa Hoyse B'Yever Yardin. There was a family called Beis Atzrifa Yever Yardin, which was a fine family, but the person who was the strong person, the prominent person there, his name was Ben Tzion, and he had something with that family, V'rachka Ben Tzion Bezroya. He used his power to cast aspersions on them. However, Oida Cheres Hoyse, there was another family, which apparently that family really wasn't so great. However, Vakiva Ben Tzion. Ben Tzion was, since he had it like them, he drew them close, and he said that they're fine. So the Mashal makes a very interesting observation in learning this Gemara. He says, the family of Beis HaTzrifa, which was not treated right, they were really fine, and they were mistreated, our Gemara goes out of the way to mention the name of the family, not to let an injustice stand. The other hand, the family which really wasn't so great, the Gemara doesn't mention the family's name. Why? Because since they were treated right, the Gemara leaves it. This type of situation, Elio will be matam and matar and draw close to him. And the other way, when Mashiach comes, because as we said yesterday, the pasuk says regarding Eliyahu Navi, "V'heishiv leiv avos abonim v'leiv bonim al avosam." That's part of what Eliyahu Navi is going to do when Mashiach comes. Kigoin elu, specifically this type of situations, the yadin, that the issues regarding them are well known. Ava, mishpacha, shenitma, nitma, family that got already mixed in, we leave it. Tana, oid acheres haisa, there was another family. This is very much in line with the Ran that we quoted, that they knew there was an issue with the family. And as we said, even if we know there may be an issue with a family, Chazal did not expose them. The Chachamim quietly gave over to their children and to their Talmidim, Pam Achas Bishvur, some say once every 7 years, Famalei Pamayim Bishvur, twice every 7 years, they gave over this fact. Why? Because the Mishpachos Miuchasois should stay away from them. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mestaber Kaman D'Amar Pamach B'Shvur. It makes sense that it was given up, given only once every 7 years. Kiritanya, Hareini Nozir, the Gemara says, the Tosefta says in Nozir, Hareini Nozir M'loi Egle Mishpachos, Yeh Nozir V'loi Gal Mishpachos. The way the Rishonim explained the Gemara is like this. When we learned Masechta Nozir, we learned that a Nozir Nikra Chayta. Chazal frowned on somebody being a Nozir, because you're not supposed to refrain from what the Torah says you could have. Here we have a situation where somebody says, if I don't reveal who certain families are, I'll be a Nozir. So Chazal say it's preferable that he should become a Nazir, even though by coming a Nazir is something that Chazal frown upon, rather than the status of family should be revealed. So we see that Chazal wanted that this type of information should be kept very quiet. So if the question is should be revealed once every 7 years, or twice every 7 years, it makes sense that they want it only once every 7 years. It should be spoken about as infrequently as possible. I forgot to mention a very nice gra. We learned a few lines ago, Reb Pinchas in the Beis Medrash made two statements. One was about the shechita on the bird, and the other was about the families. So the question is that the Talmidei HaGra asked the gra, what is the connection between these two stories, between these two halachas that Reb Pinchas said? So he says a beautiful vart. What was Reb Pinchas trying to prove? That Eretz Yisrael is not the highest level when it comes to Yichas. So he said, what's my proof? My proof is from the Shechita. If you think about it, what would you consider more prestigious? You would say an oif is more prestigious than a chaya. Why? An oif could be used as a carbon, and a chaya may not be used as a carbon. Yet the halacha is that a chayer requires shechita, and an oif doesn't require shechita. Same thing. Eretz Yisrael is certainly more kadosh, more holy than all other places. But that doesn't have anything to do with the Yichus question. Eretz Yisrael could be the holiest place, but Yichus, Bavel is greater. Says the Gemara. Amar Rabbi B'Bachana Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Shem ben Abba Oisius. We know that the Shem Hashem, Yudke Vovke, as the Rashi and the Mashal explain what the Gemara means, the meaning of that Shem, Chacham Maestro Nesu LaTalmidim, the Chacham give it over to the Talmidim, Pamach B'Shvua, once every 7 years, Vamalei Pamayim B'Shvua, twice every 7 years. So the Mefarshim should make a number of statements. Number one, you have to be very careful, as we're going to learn, exactly who it's given over to. Number two, it should be given over by a water. It has to be given over by Mokum Tahara, and water represents Tahara. Furthermore, I saw very interesting, that it should not be given over verbally, orally. It should be given over in writing. Because if I say something, you never know who's listening. And this is something that obviously we're going to learn. They want to keep very quiet. So it's only given over in writing from a Rebbe to a Talmud that could read it and learn it. Here too it makes sense that it was once every 7 years. Ksiv means to keep it hidden. keep it as hidden as possible, and that's why once every 7 years, not twice. I saw the Mefarshim say, so what was the Havamina? Twice? Because they said, since we just said that it's given over in writing, so just like a mezuzah, tefillin, are checked twice in every 7 years, because when you have something written, you have to make sure twice in 7 years that it didn't get rubbed out, that it didn't lose the word, no letters fell off. Here too, they thought that should be the shear twice every 7 years. Rava Sava, the Midrash of Apirka. Rava wanted to speak about it publicly. Omalehu Saba, Lalaim Ksiv. Have to keep it quiet. Ravina Rami, Ksiv Zeshmi. On one hand, the Pasuk says, this is my name. The Ksiv Zesh Zichri. Another place, it's my remembrance. How do we reconcile these two Pesukim? Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Loik Shini Nichtav, Laini Nikra. I'm not, my name, not the way that the name of Hashem is written. Yud Kei Vav Kei is the way it's pronounced. Nichtav Ani B'Yud Kei, the Nikra B'Aleph Dalet. So beautiful pshat. Why indeed is the halacha that Hashem's name is written Yud Kei Vav Kei, but it's pronounced, that's the way we do it, with Adnos. So I saw a beautiful pshat. Yud Kei Vav Kei represents Rachman. That's the shame of Rachman. Adnos represents Din. In this world, we don't see the Rachmim, we don't see the Rachmei Hashem in everything. We see what we see is Rachmei Hashem, and what we see is also Din. That's in this world. But in the next world, we'll see that everything is Yud Kei Vav Kei. Everything is Rachmim. And even what we perceive to be Din, Midas HaDin, is really all Rachmei Chazdei Hashem. Tan Rabbanan, Rishayna, Shem ben Shtemesr Oisius, the Shem, there was another Shem, that is made up of 12 letters. Haymais Naisoy L'chol Adam, that were given over to every person. In fact, the Rambam and the Maran of Uchim suggest that this Shem may not be as Kaddosh, may not be as holy, as much as we could understand in these things, as the Yud Kei Vav Kei Shem. However, Mishraba Apritzim, they only gave it over to Tznum Shabakuna, people who are well behaved. But Tznum Shabakuna, Mavlin Oysa Benimus Acheim Akehanim, when the Kahanim sing by Duchening, the people who did know this shame would say it quietly that nobody else should hear. The Baal HaTurim says, that's why it says in the Pasuk, Zeh Shemil Oilam, Zeh, is the Gematria 12. That's the Shem Ben Yud Beis. And also, the Paiskim say, this is the source of the minig that we have, that by Nesias Kapayim, the Kahanim sing. It says, Mavlin I say, while they were singing, the other people, the Kahanim that knew the Shem, would say it. Although, the Paiskim also discuss that the singing, which we see has a strong Makar in the Gemara here, should be done in a way that the Kahanim should be able to go right back to the Duchening. In fact, the Teres Paz, the Sefer on Hilchos Nesias Kapayim, says there was a minig in the city of Presburg that every Yontif, they sang a different niggin by Nesias Kapayim, appropriate for the Yontif. On Shavuos, he said they sang the melody of Agdamas, for example. He says every day that they did Nesias Kapayim, and it was a day that they also had Yisker, they had a specific different melody. He says it's inappropriate because it's difficult for the Kahanim to keep track. Tanya Amr Tafin, Pam Achas Elisa Achi Ima Leduchen. Rav Tafin was a Kohen. In fact, Rashi quotes Tosefta, Masech Teksubis, that there was a time there was a hunger and people didn't have what to eat. But we know, as we said many times, Truma is much more inexpensive than our other food. Rav Tafin married 300 women, so these women could have truma. Matisi Ozni Eitzakon Gadol. I listened to what the Kohen Gadol said. Vishmati Shervliya Shem Beni Imas Echva Kahanim. Then when all the other Kahanim were singing, he said the Shem. So I saw Gevalda Gevart from Rav Huttner. Rav Huttner asks, we know we say in the Avoida on Yom Kippur that Kishahayu Shemim Shem HaMefayrish Yoytzim Epi Kohen Gadol, when the people who were in the Azara heard the Kohen Gadol say the Shem Hashem, Hayikarim Mishtachve V'Noifim Alpneim, V'Oimrim Baruch Shem Kvod Machus Alaylam Vod. So he asks, why every time they duchen, here we say they said the Shem Hashem. So why didn't we have the same situation that everybody, when they hear the Kohanim say the Shem Hashem, Shefor Kairim Mishtachvim? We don't see anywhere that that's what happened by Nesias Kapayim. So he answers, the halacha is that by Nesias Kapayim, it has to be ponim al ponim. The tzibur has to face the Kohanim. If they're going to be laying on the floor, it's not ponim al ponim. That's why he says that, what does it say in the Avodah? We say it in Yom Kippur a number of times. For Kohanim v'ho'am. By duchening, it's the Kohanim over here, and we, the Am, are facing the Kohanim. In the Azor, by the Avodah Yom Kippur, the Kohanim and the Am all stood together. It was just the Kohen Gadol separate, and there's no din upon him upon him, and that's why HaYukarim Mishtachvim, they could all fall down when they heard the Shem Hashem. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav. Shem ben Abraham Shtayim Oisius, the Shem, which is even considered the most Kaddish Shem, the Shem of 42 letters. The Pesach Chachma says, Moshe Rabbeinu told Paro that the Shem Hashem is Eheyeh Asheyeh. Eheyeh is B'gematria 21. Eheyeh Asheyeh, 2 times Eheyeh is 42. Ein Moshe Shalom Misha Tznua, somebody will behave, V'onav, V'am B'chatzi Yomav. He's at least 35 years old. In fact, the Mefarshim say that when Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, who was hitting the Jew in Mitzrayim, so Rashi says he killed him with the Shem Hashem. And then when Dasan and Viram confronted him, they said, Mitzamcha L'ish. So Rashi says L'ish, the Targum says L'ish V'loy L'nar. He wasn't 35 years old. So he says, if you're not 35 years old, you're not supposed to use the Shem Hashem. Veinukos, a person who doesn't get angry, because a person who gets angry doesn't have the proper sense of dimension to act appropriately. Veinim Staker doesn't get drunk. Veinim Mamna Midosov, he's not tough. The Kola Yoida Vazaba Mishamra B'Tahara, somebody knows and protects it properly. Ov Lamala, Venechma Lamata, Veimosa Mutalis Alabrius. Venechla Shtelan Yalamim, Hailam Hazava Ailam Haba. Fashion say, what does he need Ailam Haza? Such a person. Fashion say, Ailam Haza doesn't mean that he's going to be wealthy. What it means is that he has Menucha in Olam Haza, that he could learn and daven and do mitzvahs. Ameshmu Meshmei de Saba. Bavel, Becheskus Ksher Emedes. If you meet a person from Bavel, you could assume that he's fine. Ad Shivad L'Chabaman Nifsala. Until you have proof that there's a problem. Sharotzes, other countries, is just the opposite. Becheskus Psul Emedes. We have to assume that there's disqualification. Ad Shivad L'Chabaman Nishra. Until you know what, it's fine. Eretz Yisrael, Muchzik L'Pasol, if you see that there's somebody that has a chazaka, that there's a disqualification, so Pasol, Muchzik L'Kasher, Kasher. Ask the Gemara, we need to understand this. Haguf Kasher, Amrit, Muchzik L'Pasol. Only if we have a chazaka that there's a disqualification is the halacha that's Pasol. Hastama, without that chazaka, will treat the person as a Kasher. For Hadatani, and then in the very same Bryce, we learn, Muchzik L'Kasher Kasher, only if he has a Chazak, Cheskas Kashers, can we identify him as Kasher. Hastama, without a Cheskas Kashers, possible. How do we understand this? It answers the Gemara, Amar Afhuna Bat Achlifa, Mishmei Derav, Loi Kasher. Kan Lasia Isha, Kan Loi Tzi Isha Miyada. If he's already married, we don't make him get divorced unless we have proof. If he wants to get married, he has to bring proof that he's fine. Amar Rav Yosef, Kol Shesichasa B'Bavel, whoever speaks like the people from Bavel, Masin Lo Isha. So he has the status of somebody from Bavel, and we learned that somebody from Bavel is considered kosher. However, says the Gemara, V'Ibn De'ikar Amoy, now that we have people who are dishonest, and they could fool us, he may speak like somebody from Bavel, but he's really not, Chashinim. Says the Gemara, interesting story. Ze'iri have a kamishtamet mined Rabbi Yochanan. Ze'iri was trying to avoid Rabbi Yochanan. To have amalei, Rabbi Yochanan wanted nesiv berti. He wanted Ze'iri to marry Rabbi Yochanan's daughter. Rabbi Yochanan wanted Ze'iri for some alone. Yom Achan have a Ka'azli Ba'urcha. One day, Zeiri and Rabbi Yochanan were going on the road. Mutal Urkim Medamaya. And they came to a water. And Zeiri did not want that Rabbi Yochanan should have to walk through the water and get wet and dirty. Akveil Rabbi Yochanan Akasvei. So Zeiri carried Rabbi Yochanan on his shoulders. Which the Mefarshim point out, normally one should not allow a person to treat him that way. Just a Talmud is allowed to treat his Rebbe that way. That's part of the covet that a Talmud has to have to his Rebbe. Become Avalei. So he put Rabbi Yochanan on his shoulders and he carried him over the water. Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan commented to Zeiri. Araisik Shera. If you, as we just said, if you're carrying me on your shoulders, and as I just said, the only time somebody is allowed to treat, be allowed himself to be treated that way is if he's your Rebbe. So he said, to learn Torah from me, I'm fine. Banson, but my daughter, Lekashrin. My daughter isn't good enough for you. My datach, what is your thinking? Ilema miritnan. Asar yuchsin olam bavel, that from bavel, you consider it a yuchsin. And you think that the psulim all came to Yisrael, the disqualified people, kahanel via otta kahanel via Yisrael kulis liga, that all kahanel vim leave bavel, kehechad the shtai mahani, ishtai nami mahani. Now, as he's saying like this, bavel isn't so perfect. So you're not wanting to marry my daughter because I'm from Yisrael, and you want somebody from bavel because you think everybody from bavel has perfect yichas. It's not necessarily that way. However, says the Gemara, Ishtamitzei, Rabbi Yochanan forgot something that we just learned, Hadam Rabbi Lazar, La'ala Ezrami Bavel, Ach Osik Asilus Nakia. He made Bavel perfectly clean, that, and as we've learned, even the, not to say that there was nobody left in Bavel that was disqualified, but Kasilus is flour. There's a difference between flour, which we're calling Bavel flour, the Mefarshim explained, and it's a so calling dough. What's the difference? If somebody needs a dough, different ingredients, maybe some extraneous ingredient fell into the dough, when you see the dough, you'll never know. But when you have flour, and there's a foreign object in the flour, it's very noticeable. That's the difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael. There may be disqualified people in Bavel, but whoever is disqualified in Bavel is like the foreign object in the dough. Like the foreign object in the flour that everybody can identify, unlike Eretz Yisrael, that they got blended into the whole society and they're much harder to identify. Ula iklil Pampadisa, Leber Rav Yehuda. Ula came to Pampadisa to the Yeshiva Rav Yehuda. Chazler of Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda, the God of Lein Nosef. He was already getting older and he wasn't getting married. Amalei. So he asked him, "My tamalei commands v'le married to celebrate. Why don't you find a wife for your son?" Amalei dein miyadana mehecha insif. Do I know that the girl I find will be of a proper yichus? Amalei otan anan miyadina mehecha kasinan. So he said, "Is anybody really sure?" Dilma mehanech tiksiv. Maybe we are of those women that the pasuk says, "Noshim betzinu." That women were violated in Yisrael. And if you'll say, as we learned in the end of the previous parak, so even if this, we are the products of Jewish women who were violated by non-Jews, that doesn't change the Jewish status of these individuals. He said, but there's another pasuk. They sleep on ivory beds. The sruchim al arusaisam. What does that mean? Sruchim al arusaisam. V'am Rabbi Yosef bar Chanina. El v'nei Adam hamashtin ma'im b'fnei matzisayim arumim. They sleep without clothing, and they didn't have bathrooms convenient. So they just, if they needed to relieve themselves, they would just get up in a very undignified manner, relieve themselves in front of their beds. So when Ravua heard this explanation, could that be pshat in the pasuk? Because the pasuk there in Amos continues saying, they would be the ones that would go out in the head of the at the lead into Golas. is the question, Mashum Mashtina Maim Ifnei Mitayasayim, Arumim, maybe a very undignified way of behaving, Yiglu B'Rosh Goylem, for that they go into Golas. So what is Pshan in the Pasuk? Ela Omer Vavua, Ela B'nei Adam Sha'arichlim Sha'isim Zem Zeh, they eat and drink with each other, Umat Bikim Et Tisayim Zeh Bzeh, Umat Chlif Neshaseim Zeh Lezeh, Umat Srichim Arusayim Meshich Vezer Sh'enish Lahem. With it, it's a question of a Mamzeris. So now you've proven to me that we can never know for sure. So what is to look? What is a simon to know that there's no yichas issue? Amalei zil basa shtikusai. Look if a person is a quiet person. Kehai de batke b'merava. This was the test that was done in merava. Kemintzu beitrei b'hadei adadu. If we had two individuals that would quarrel with each other. Chaza haimenei de kadim v'shasik. If we saw that one was the one that was quiet, Amrei Haim Yuchas Tfei. Amar, Shtikusa the Bavel, the people in Bavel who are always quiet, well-behaved, Haini Yuchasa. Those are the Miuchasim. Ask the Gemara, Eini, Verikla Rav Badik Behu, Mai La Bichusasa, Loi Bishtikusa. So why is he checking for Yichas? All he should check is for the behavior. Says the Mahach Kamu, indeed that's what he says. Bitku, check, ishaski iloishaski. If they're quiet people or not, that will tell you if there's a question of Mamzeris. And Omar of Yudam Rav, Imri Isa Shnei Bnei Odom, Shemiz Garm Zebezeh, you see the two people that are fighting, Shemitz Psul Yesh Bech Mehen, one of them has a problem, Veminichna Yisrael Lidobik Ech Bechaveri. And Menashmayim, they don't want these two people to do a shidduch, so they make that they don't get along, and they'll never do a shidduch with each other. Amar Rav Shimon Levi, Imri Isa, Shtei Mispachis, Hamz Gas B'Zubazu, if you see two families always arguing, Shemitz P'sul Yesh V'Achs Mehen, it's a proof that one of them has a problem, V'Emin Nichon Oysel L'Dobik B'Chavertam. So the Machloikis, how to understand these two pieces of Gemara we just learned. Because first our Gemara speaks about two individuals that don't get along, and then our Gemara speaks about two families that don't get along. So some Mefarshim suggest that there's really no Machlokes here. The Gemara is giving two different examples. Families that don't get along and individuals that don't get along. But both are a proof. The one that acts nicer is the one that we have less of concern. However, many Mefarshim say that there's a Machlokes here. And that the halacha is only by shtei mishpachas. That's what it seems the Shulchan Aruch holds. If you see two people, the Mefarshim say, don't get along, is not necessarily a proof that there's an issue. Because it's common that two people just clash. But that there should be two whole families that don't get along, that's something that's not common. It must be that there's an issue with the yichas of these two families. But it's interesting to note that the Mashal says that this Gemara is not relevant to Zman Hazeh. He says, in the old times, people would be careful to act nicely to each other. So the fact that if you see the people who normally everybody acts nicely to each other, and here these people don't know how to get along with others, so there's a question about who they really are. He says, nowadays most people don't act so nicely. So not acting nicely is not necessarily a proof who you are. It's a mashal. Why is being quiet? I saw two pshatim. Why is being quiet a raya that you are a miyuchas? So one pshat I saw is because it goes back to the Kabbalah Satayra. The nations of the world, we know how to claim against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why do you only give Klal Yisrael the Torah, not to us? What did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer them? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered to them, Havilu Sefi Yuchsin Shem Shemivim Benai. My children have yichas, you don't. How is the proof that my children have yichas? What was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's proof that Klal Yisrael has yichas and that they don't? So the Pasuk said, because Klal Yisrael, the Pasuk says, V'yichan Shem Yisrael Negrei Har, Kish Echad, Believe Echad. There were no fights. Our Gemara just says, not fighting is a proof that you're meyuchas. So, Havilu Sefer Yuchsin, my children have yichas. They know how to act and get along with each other. You don't. That's pshat what it says in the pasuk. Hashem oiz la'ama yitain. Hashem gave us ein oiz ala Torah. Hashem gave us the Torah. You know why? Because Hashem yivarach sami b'shalom. Because we were able to get along with each other. That's a proof that we're miyuchasim, not like anybody else in the world. But then I saw another pshat. The Sfarim say that every person, when he's born, is given a certain amount of words that he's going to speak in his life, that he's entitled to speak in his life. A person who's smart uses his words for Divrei Torah, for Tefillah, for Divrei Mitzvah. Other people don't. If somebody is quiet and he only uses his words for Divrei Torah, for Divrei Tefillah, it's a right that he's taka part of the Jewish nation if he's quiet all the other times. Says the Gemara. Amra Papa Sabim Shmei Derav. Bavel Bria. Bavel is considered an area that's healthy. Meshon is considered an area that's Mesa. Madai Chayla. This is all in terms of Yichas. Elam Geisesis. Elam is an area that's very sick. Ask the Gemara. Ma Bein Chaylam L'Geisesin. What's the difference if it has the status of a Chayla or a Geises? Says the Gemara. Rav Chaylam. If it's just Chaylam L'Chayim. Rav Geisesin L'Misa. So the area that's Chayla, most people are fine. The area that's Kasisa, most people are not fine. It's a very nice part. Here the Gemara says, Rav Geisus and Lamisa. So the meaning the Michsalaza brings down in the Divrei Torah, Sefer Divrei Torah, is that if somebody's sick, he gives very sick, they give money to Rameya Balanes. Why do they give money to Tztaka Rameya Balanes? So he says, because Rameya is the mandama throughout Shas that says, Chayshina Lamayuta. We even go after the Miyut. So even the person's Geisus. Now Gemara says, Rav Geisus and Lamisa, I'm going to give Tztaka to Rameya that we should be with the Miyut. In fact, I saw a very interesting episode. The Rav of Prague, who was before the Noida Behuda, the Rav, as he was very ill and dying, the people of the city asked him, who should be your Mamala Makam? Who should be your replacement? So he said, maybe Rameya. And that was the last words he said. And then he passed away. And nobody understood what he meant. So they made up that one of the tests that they'll give to a candidate is that they're going to ask him, what did this Rav mean when he said Dilma Rameya, maybe Rameya? And they were going, they were interviewing candidates, and nobody knew what the Rav must have meant. Until they interviewed the Noida Behuda. The Noida Behuda said, Dilma Rameya, they asked him who should be your Mamala Makim. He says, maybe Rameya, maybe I'll be part of the Miyut, that I will survive, and I'll be able to remain the Rav. And he got the position of being the Rav of Prague.